Chris and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, already off to a better start this morning for me personally. Hi, Kelly K.
Hello.
I didn't spill my coffee all over the counter there with my little Keurig. I was able to actually successfully put my coffee cup underneath the Keurig stream of coffee before it spilled out onto the desk. So, yay for me, giving myself a sticker.
That's a win.
It's about baby steps. It's about, you know, completing small little victories and then moving forward.
Okay, great.
So
we're starting in a better place.
Yes. I mean, it is International Day of Awesomeness, so I don't know what that means. I don't know how to even celebrate that, but...
Well, I think you're already starting right there.
Well, I'm at least trying to. So today it's Misconnections Day, so you never know when you're going to run into the love of your life, your happily ever after. Maybe you're in the process of evicting that person. Maybe you're even watching your sons battle each other in karate. Who knows?
Magic can happen anywhere.
Yeah, when that magic happens, you know, you want to be able to reconnect with them. Some misconnections on the way here this morning. Setting the bar stories. There is, I'm going to try to get this listener on the phone this morning, but we got a message and the gist is she wants to have his baby.
Okay.
You know,
I'm guessing this is interesting because they're not together.
Well, the circumstances are interesting. Yes.
Okay.
And that is the basis for group therapy coming up here a little bit later on in the show. So.
Do we have enough information, you think, to make a decision on this?
I mean, we'll find out.
All right.
So that is on the way. And, man, good day today, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, 75.
Yes.
So, yeah, enjoy that. It is one of those days today in Kentucky, Anna. So, yeah, 75, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Enjoy it. Every single hour we do this, Kelly K.
So this is really cool. Kimberly Fillion, she's a single mom of four, was working her shift at Kirby's Sports Grill in Juno Beach, Florida, where she's been for 6 years.
Okay.
When she mentioned in passing to a customer she was a graduate of Ohio State University.
All right.
And the customer ended up leaving her a $1,300 tip with a note, "Go XU."
Wait, what's that have to do with Ohio State?
Well, she was told that the big tip was part of the Crosstown Tip-Off Challenge that started in Ohio as a means of expressing fandom for either University of Cincinnati or Xavier University.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So they started this, you know, there and leaving big tips for servers, and now it's filtered down to Florida because she is, you know, had Ohio roots.
Wow.
She told one of her regular customers about it later that evening. That man ended up leaving her a $1,500 tip. So she gets two big tips in one evening, and he wrote something like, "I want to be the king."
Wow.
So, yeah, she ended up splitting it with the coworkers. She said she's grateful for the generosity of her customers, particularly after the pandemic, you know, has left them really hard hit. So, I mean, can you imagine?
No.
It's like hitting the lottery. For a, you know, a server to get just one big tip.
One big tip, right.
But she gets two.
Good for her.
So, awesome. And again, single mom of four. And she, you know, sometimes her shifts go as late as 1:30 in the morning. So, she was really super appreciative of it.
Love that.
And she was spreading the wealth. So, we'll tweet out the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, setting the bar. This is where we always give you a story that sets the bar for your day very low. So, regardless of what happens today, maybe you stub your toe, maybe you... wreck your bike. Maybe you sprain your ankle. Maybe you even get, you know, written up at work. You can look back on this moment and say, well, at least I didn't do that.
So who's the star of our story?
Michael. So if you can manage to make it through the day without claiming the gun in your pants is your junk, you're doing okay.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. It was when the police patted down Michael and got to his groin region that he told cops, "That's my wiener."
Oh, gosh.
This is where the narrator comes in, but it was not, in fact, Michael's wiener.
Okay, great. All right.
According,
thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, according to the arrest report, you see, he was a passenger in the stolen car that got pulled over and was actually packing a Glock 23. That's a no-no. According to the gun's manufacturer, the Glock had a 4-inch barrel and an overall length of about 7.5 inches. So impressive.
Okay.
He wound up admitting it was actually a gun in his pants, but it was a gift. Didn't matter, though. He was arrested for illegally carrying a concealed firearm, which is a felony. So.
Okay, so he didn't have, like, you know, proper paperwork to have that.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, so, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without claiming the gun in your pants, is your junk, you're doing okay.
Okay. All right. All of that sounds... Let's avoid that.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing, Kelly, you don't ever even have to worry about that.
I don't. I don't have either one of those.
Okay, there you go. That's setting the bar. The Queen has responded. Of course, I'm talking about the Sunday night interview of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So after that, kind of hit the fan. The palace released a statement saying the whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly of race, are concerning. While some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately.
I was going to say, I need you to kind of do the voice of the queen to really feel like it's authentic.
Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be much loved family members.
That's
better for me.
Let me just tell you, that wasn't audio of the queen. That was actually me.
Oh, it wasn't?
Pretending to sound not even like the queen, but like an older British lady. So,
It was a dramatic interpretation of
how I thought the events might have played out.
Because we don't have the phone number of a palace spokesperson. So we just have to interpret it for you.
Yeah.
Based on the written words.
right, exactly. Uh-huh. So there you go. The palace, the queen, man, it's kind of fun just being on the outside, just kind of watching it all play out. It's not really affecting our day to day at all.
No, it doesn't.
No.
At all.
No.
But, you know, Piers Morgan over the pond is getting fired over it, and he had some pretty critical things to say.
Getting fired up. Didn't he leave? He didn't get fired.
He walked off the set. Yeah. Because, you know, he's butting heads with some of his co-hosts, and mm-hmm. I guess some viewers weren't happy that he... had a harsh assessment.
Yeah. So,
which, I mean, I think he was echoing what a lot of people did think. You know, other people are, you know, feel sorry for them. There's lots of feelings around it.
Lots of emotions, lots of feelings, and we're just over here just
not being affected whatsoever.
Not being affected whatsoever by it at all. So there you go. Buckingham Palace has responded there. It's 99.7 EJX coming up. Your feel good. Also, missed connections still to come this hour. So that's all exciting. Remember when we were talking about Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak and Silk Sonic, and they were like making that little ploy to the Grammy, the Recording Academy, to perform because they're just a couple out of work musicians who have a new song. Leave the door open, and they just want to perform at the Grammy Awards.
I'm guessing their pleas were heard.
Whether or not it was all an elaborate staged ploy to get attention for the Grammy Awards, or it was legit, it worked because Bruno and Silk Sonic are going to be performing. Added to the performers for Sunday night's Grammy Awards, so. You can watch them along with performers like Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, Meg Thee Stallion, BTS, and a bunch of others there on Sunday night. So it worked. Well done, guys.
Great news.
All right, let's get to your feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This story is so, so awesome. So after spending years in foster care, 17-year-old James Irish has finally found his adopted home with Teresa and Scott, who are becoming first-time parents at the age of 60.
Please tell the court in your own words why it is that you wish to adopt James.
Yes, because James is the most awesome person I've ever met, and we love him dearly.
James David Irish leaves years of foster care behind as Teresa McSpeeden and her husband Scott become first-time parents.
Scott, I'd like to thank you for at 56, when I came home and said we were going to be parents, you just did it. You went with it.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that amazing? She said, you know, when I first saw him, I just instantly fell in love with him. How could you not fall in love with those gorgeous curly locks and that face? So they met him through Teresa's father, who was James's child advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And, if a child cannot be placed with a blood relative, a known mentor can help facilitate the adoption process. And that's what happened here.
Gotcha.
So they're looking forward to college visits and boat trips with their son. And at the end of the adoption ceremony, and this is what got me, she turned to James and said, "Where are you? You are now with us. We are you, and you are now us.
Aww.
We love you." Isn't that amazing?
That is awesome.
Yeah, we'll tweet out the story. Pretty incredible. I mean, to take on a 17-year-old who's spent years in the system, and he is just, you can just tell, he absolutely adores these people.
That is awesome.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Feel good. Love doing these every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You know, sometimes you just never know when you're going to find your happily ever after. And then what if in the moment you can't get their name or number? Well, you got to go back.
Now, how are you going to ride off into the sunset forever
together? I don't know. So you got to go to Missed Connections. Well, Kelly and I scour the Missed Connections to find these examples of people who just need that little extra push to reconnect.
We spend way too much time digging through Missed Connections.
I click on the ones with pictures first. All right, so that's coming up. Give us about 12 minutes.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Can I go first?
Sure.
All right, this one's titled, "My Five-Year-Old Fought Your Five-Year-Old."
Oh, wow. Okay. This is going to be fun.
Man for woman. I was sitting in the bleachers reading the news on my phone when my son's match came up. I knew your kid was going to take him on because I saw you stand up and yell, "Give him hell, Brayden!" After that, your son looked up at you proudly, and you gave him the throat slash motion.
Oh, wow.
With
like,
your hand.
No mercy?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's when I knew my kid was in trouble.
Oh, boy.
And boy, was I right. For the next few minutes, I felt helpless as your Brayden landed blow after blow on my little guy.
Oh, no.
My child's scream only seemed to rile you up as you shouted, "Punish him, Brayden! Punish him!"
Oh, wow.
If a mother like yourself can be that carnal and unforgiving in public, I can't imagine what you do behind closed doors.
Giggity.
I'd like to find out.
Oh, God.
How about a rematch between our two children? Maybe.
Maybe we leave them out.
Maybe an unsanctioned bout at my place while the wife is away.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. The wife is in the picture? We have a wife?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, man.
The kids can wrestle in the living room while you and I can wrestle in the bedroom.
Wow. Is the wife going to make snacks? This is great. What an arrangement.
Maybe you can teach me that pelvic blow that you taught Brayden. HMU!
Pelvic blow? Ow, that sounds painful.
Painful? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Don't know.
All right.
I feel like no on this one.
Oh, you do?
I feel like that's my first gut instinct.
All right. It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
It's a woman for man.
Okay.
I served your notice of eviction. Again.
Wow.
Love can sprout in the most unlikely of places.
Yes, it can.
I arrived at your apartment the other day, bright and early.
Mm-hmm.
You were the second person on my list of 13 evictees. But out of the 13, you were my favorite.
Oh, wow.
After I knocked, you came to the door disheveled and unshaven, looked like a poor man's Robert Downey Jr. during his troubled years, mixed with crazy Steve Buscemi eyes.
Oh, wow.
That paints a picture, doesn't it?
Sure does.
When I said you had exactly 10 minutes to get packed up and get out of your place, you laughed, lit up a cigarette, and offered me a smoke.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Now, I rarely succumb to the charms of the male species. But you had it going on that day. That's why I accepted your offer to come in, drink some bourbon, and smoke some ungodly stuff that still has me cross-eyed to this day.
Wow. On the job. Look at her.
You asked if you could have a little bit more time. So I moved you to the bottom of the list and told you I'd be back later on.
Oh, what a nice lady.
But when I returned, you and all of your inflatable furniture was gone.
Oh, no.
We've got to be honest, though. That's easy for moving, isn't it?
Yeah, you just deflate it. Sure, roll it up, yep. Put it in a bag.
The only thing that was left was a couple of empty Happy Time wrappers. I was intrigued, so I kept them to remember you by.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, disgusting. I'd like to hang out again. Message me back, or maybe I'll run into you again when I evict you from your next place.
She doesn't have confidence that he's going to keep a place.
No, I don't think
all
so.
All right, well.
Well, the inflatable furniture leads me to think that maybe he lives a bit of a nomadic lifestyle.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
I think you're right. So again, these people are just trying to reconnect.
Yeah, I think on this one, though, we also say no.
All right.
We don't respond.
To each his own. Craigslist. Missed connection. So there is a new movie that is in the works from Elizabeth Banks. She did, like, Charlie's Angels. So she is going to be directing this movie called Cocaine Bear. And this is a movie based on the real life events surrounding this 175-pound black bear that literally ate about a duffel bag full of cocaine back in 1985 and had a tragic ending, drug overdose, and died. How is it all involving Kentucky? So apparently, like, this movie is surrounding Andrew Thornton, who used to be a Lexington narcotics officer, turning drug smuggler. And so he was flying over North Georgia. Apparently, he was trying to get rid of his stash, right?
Okay.
And was carrying, like, $15 million worth of cocaine. And parachuted out of his plane, the cocaine fell to the ground in this duffel bag. He perished in this parachuting accident in Georgia. And so the bear was actually in Georgia when this all happened, came across the duffel bag, decided to eat it, and somehow it found its way back to Lexington, where it's been dubbed Pablo Escobar. And
wow.
And it's on display, and these guys in Lexington, they found the bear in, like, Reno and brought it back to Kentucky.
So we ended up finding that it was in Reno when we found it, and we called. We were able to track down the owner. We said, hey, we'd love the bear. And she's like, I hate the bear. Why don't you guys pay for shipping and get this bear out of my life? And we said, great.
And I'm all like, yes, I'm all about, like, this. I feel like it sounds like a decent movie. Like, something.
This sounds very weird.
I know.
All of it's very weird. And
I know.
We already know. Tragic ending. So.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
It's based on.
I want to sign up for it.
Real life events. But Elizabeth Banks is signed on to be the director for it. Cocaine Bear. I have no idea when it's going to start or if it's even going to really get mass release when it finally does here in probably a couple years. But I was today years old when I even learned about Pablo Escobar and
had never heard of it.
The legend of Cocaine Bear.
But I think another lesson that shows you that drugs are bad.
Yeah, for bears.
For everyone.
Drugs are bad, bears.
I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house by the pool. When I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife. When I'm hiking, when I'm dancing.
Making love to my wife. Yeah, so the saga of cocaine bears. So if you see that happen to trend or whatever, know that it is. Surrounding this Lexington bear and this story and this movie that is in the works already here. I was just scrolling in my photo app and I was just curious, looking at my photo app from a year ago, like today. And what was I doing? What were we doing a year ago before everything happened? Like BC. Before COVID. And
wow.
I know. And so, like, I mean, there was a dance performance with tons of people. And it's like, it's wild. You see all these photos of all these people gathered and you're like, wow. And you're like, wow, there's no masks. Why would there be? I mean, we didn't know. There was nothing. So
it was such a glorious time.
I know, right? And
it was glorious to just be packed in with tons of people and not worry about it.
My daughters, they had their Sweet 16 party, and that was the very last thing. The very next day, everything completely, the world shut down. But yeah, they had their Sweet 16 party, and I see, like, you know, they're there with their little tiaras, and they have all, like, their friends, dance friends and everything around. And I was looking at pictures from, like, you know, I emceed an event, an actual event that had a ton of people. And I'm just like, man.
It was fun. Yeah. So, like, last year, March 13th mm-hmm. was the daddy-daughter dance for our school.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband, my daughter got to go to that, got dressed up, had the time of their lives. And then literally that's the day they shut everything down. Like they allowed that to happen. Mm-hmm. And then after that, everything got shut down.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's wild taking a look at like your photo app at what was almost exactly a year ago and where we are now. And, you know,
but I'm so sad that we don't get to have the daddy daughter dance again this year. It's like, you know, they're going to miss out. Thank goodness she's in third grade, so she's still got two more years of elementary school mm-hmm. where they can still do that. But for the fifth graders this year, where it was their last time to do that, they don't get that.
Yeah.
And again, so many things that kids are still missing out on.
Yeah. You know, hopefully we are moving in the right direction and things can get to that point again soon. But, you know, just looking at that.
I want to go in a crowded place with a bunch of people, like sweaty concert, whatever, and not worry about it.
Yeah,
I just want to go back to living my life.
I want to be awkward in public situations again.
Yes.
So
you can see faces right. And you can read the awkwardness on their face.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to share that. I was like looking back and I just had like, you know, fond memories and yeah. almost like looking back and going, man, we just didn't know. We just didn't know.
We had no idea what is upon it. We thought 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll be back to normal.
Nip it in the bud. We'll be fine.
This is the longest 2 weeks ever.
All right. On the way, here in about 20 minutes, I am going to get this guy on the phone. But we got this message for group therapy. And the basis of it is...
It's like the plot of a movie.
It really is. When I tell you the movie, I think it'll give it away. So I'm not going to do that just yet. But,
okay.
But it is an actual, like... legit plot of a movie, at least the start of it. And so group therapy is interesting. It's coming up here in, like I said, about 20 minutes here on 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories before that, though. It's Ariana Grande. Good. Every single hour we do this, Kelly Kay.
So Bertie Martin, she's the star of our little story here. She was cooped up inside with her Aunt Lindsay
mm-hmm.
when the storm swept into North Texas last month.
Gotcha.
Her parents were traveling at the time, so it was just two of them. Until they could safely leave the house. So they said, we got word that our nanny's home flooded during the storm. All the pipes needed to be redone. The home was gutted. So they decided to make some dessert bark and sell it to raise some money for the repairs.
All right.
So they created an Instagram page called Birdie's Bark. And, well, it must have been some Tasty Bark or Birdie's cuteness, because they quickly raised the $4,500 to cover the deductible within 48 hours.
Wow.
But as of Monday, they had raised $8,000. $8,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So Birdie's going to deliver checks to the North Texas Food Bank and the Family Place with the extra earnings. And she says, you know what? We're going to keep the show on the road and continue to help those in need.
Well, that's awesome.
It looks pretty tasty. And she's adorable.
I was going to say, she is adorable.
Yeah. And with a little name like Birdie, I love her name too. All of it's fantastic. We'll tweet it out. You can read the whole story, see the pictures at Ben and Kelly Show.
Oh, that is great. If you're ever in a spot where you want a third opinion, someone who's not emotionally connected to your situation to weigh in on something, just shoot us a message at Ben and Kelly Show and we'll toss it out to the group, see if we can help you out. Our number is 502-571-9970. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for allowing us to contact you on this. Will you go ahead and walk us through the message you sent us?
Oh, yeah, for sure. 4 years ago, I had a one-night stand that resulted in her getting pregnant. Yep, it was just like the movie Knocked Up.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah. So anyway, we tried to date and be a couple, but that didn't work out well, and we broke up before she had the baby.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But I pay child support. Other than that, I really don't have any interaction with the kid, which is fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, totally fine. So last week, out of the blue, she texted me to call her. And, you know, keep in mind, other than sending her money, I pretty much have zero contact with her now.
Okay.
So I call her, and she starts telling me how she's getting older and is a single parent and wants to have another kid, but is done waiting for, like, quote, the right guy. So I'm thinking she's going to ask me out.
Right. So does she?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't at all. But what she does ask kind of throws me for a little bit of a loop.
Okay.
And she wants me to father another kid with her so that her daughter has a sibling from the same dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she insists that she's, like, not going to ask for more child support, but just wants me for my DNA.
Okay.
That's so weird, I know.
Yeah, so what did you say to her?
Well, I just told her I'd have to think about it. Because I just keep wondering, is she going to, like, you know, reach out for more money later or use this to try and get back with me?
Wow.
Which I don't see. Yeah, I mean, I don't see that happening.
Okay. So there's, like, no way that you see a future with you and the mother of your kid, basically, who's out there. You don't see a future there.
I don't. I mean, I feel like this is weird, right? Like, on one hand, I understand her request, but on the other, my red flag is waiting, like, huge.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd toss it out to you guys and see what you think.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, thank you for allowing us to talk to you about this, because very interesting situation here, considering you guys aren't together and really haven't been an active couple for, as you said, like, what, 4 years?
Yes, 4 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are getting a ton of people texting in right now, 502-571-9970. So if you want to hang out, Kelly's going to chime in here in just a sec, too. Maybe we can help steer you in the right direction here.
That would be great. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Lot of issues at play here.
I am a little, like, I guess, I don't know if I was shocked or surprised that he has, like, zero contact with the kid, like, at all.
I didn't get the backstory on that. I don't know why he doesn't want a relationship with the kid or what the circumstances are surrounding that.
I know. Like, I get, you know, not having a relationship with her,
mm-hmm.
but the kid has kind of nothing to do with that dynamic. I mean, it's still his child. And then I just kind of think about, all right, how do they explain that when the child's old enough to, like, you know, well, your dad just didn't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, I don't know if we know the entire story, if it was a mutual thing, if she didn't want anything more with him or what, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
But Jenna chimed in. She said, okay, they need to have a long conversation. He just needs to lay all these worries out. If she really doesn't want anything and he's okay with it, they absolutely have to have a contract like a sperm bank would.
Yeah.
He surrenders parental rights for the second baby. She surrenders the right to support. And he needs to have his own attorney. She needs to have her own attorney. Mm. So she says, I can see wanting the kids to have the same dad, so they're full siblings.
Gotcha. 502-571-9970 at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to chime in on this group therapy. So yeah, a lot of people laying into this guy on group therapy who reached out to us to tell us his situation. It's kind of similar to the movie Knocked Up, where one night stand 4 years ago resulted in a kid. He's been paying child support, but has not been in that kid's life, really hasn't even been in the mom's life since then. But she reached out to him just last week and is like, hey, I'm getting older and I'm wanting another kid, but I want them to be, I guess, blood siblings. So what do you say? Will you help me get another kid?
Yeah, and a lot of people chiming in. Jesse on Facebook, I can see where she's coming from. Here's the thing. If you do it, make sure to get things in writing legally. Get a contract stating the nature of the relationship. Get it in writing that you'll pay X amount in child support until X date. And then if you're absolutely sure you won't want to have a relationship with the children, terminate your parental rights.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of people are saying it's got to be a legal arrangement.
Right. And there are a lot of people who are questioning why he's not in the kid's life. And we don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to be in the kid's life. And I don't know why, but that wouldn't be me personally.
That one's hard. But, you know, a lot of people say we shouldn't be judging that part of the situation. I think we're all just kind of thinking, like, in the child's mind, like, how is that going to be to process when they're old enough to kind of hear about the situation?
Mm-hmm. That's all true. I'll tell you that this happened to a cousin of mine where, you know, she, this several years ago, had a fling on New Year's Eve with a guy.
Oh, wow.
Got pregnant. And they ended up dating, like doing it all backwards. They ended up dating and then they got married and they're still together. And it went.
Well, see, that's great. That's actually, best case scenario. Doesn't sound like this is going to end up in that place.
I know. And I was kind of hoping that, you know, when I was talking to him, like, hey, you don't see any future here? And he was like, no. But maybe if he does decide to go down this path, and I think we're all kind of in agreement that if you do decide, you need to get it in writing that this is what it is.
Seems like it can be, it's already kind of like a little messy, and now it's going to get even messier if you add in two, unless you lay everything out legally in writing.
Man, and do you go to a bank and do it, or do you do it naturally? That was my next thought process of,
well, how we getting this done? Keep it less messy, we go to the bank.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the other thing. To keep it less messy, we just cut out the middleman.
No. Awkward. How awkward is that?
I know. And what if he has...
At least the first time they were like attracted to each other in the moment. I don't think that's happening now. So
performance anxiety and knowing he's got to get it done the first time.
I feel like
there's a lot of pressure.
Have this one be clinical.
There's a lot of pressure there to perform for a guy. If you know you've got to do it and get it done the first time.
I don't need to go to the logistical place in my brain.
I thought you were already there.
No, I wasn't there. I was in the clinic.
Okay.
I don't even want to be in the clinic. I don't want to be there.
All right.
I don't want any part of this. I'm just trying to help. Like, we just think, you know, legal. Let's write it down. Get the arrangement, the logistics all figured out, put it on paper, and then, you know, maybe give her a little deposit she could take to the clinic or something.
Do they have a
BYOB at the sperm bank?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I've never been to one.
That's an option.
I don't know.
I already got the stuff.
I got the stuff. You got the stuff. I got the stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I've never used one. But
I don't know how that works. I laugh when I'm uncomfortable.
And what if she doesn't get pregnant the first time? Because, you know, sometimes it takes a couple tries. So
this is all like, I feel like, I don't know. A lot of people are just like, yeah, you can do it if you want to, just make it legal. But, you know, other people are just like, yeah, just have her go to the sperm bank.
Man. Yeah, but like okay. I didn't even ask him if, like, is he seeing someone right now? Because I, like, if I knew that I, if,
oh,
if,
yes.
if I'm,
oh.
if I'm a woman.
Yeah.
And I, and my boyfriend is getting hit up by his ex and she just wants him for his DNA. I'm all like shutting that down saying absolutely yeah. not. But
I, well, yeah, I don't
I'm assuming he's
I guess,
not because
the,
I don't think it would have gotten this far.
Well, yeah, and I don't understand, I guess, the need to have them have the same father if the father isn't a factor
yeah.
in the life.
I don't know.
Like, I guess other than maybe medical history, yeah. knowing the medical history might be good. I don't know.
All right.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I know. There's a lot more to unpack with this.
We need professionals. We need professionals to weigh in.
Yeah. If you want to, you to throw your comment down at Ben and Kelly Show. Or you can always text us 502-571-9970.
Justin's like, what did I just turn the radio on to?
You have to catch up on the podcast. WDJX.com. Click listen. You can get a hold of us a bunch of different places. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see the different group therapies that we post and we talk about. And I got to be honest, I reached back out to the guy that we spoke with today, especially after all the comments came in, and I'm like, hey, you got to make sure you follow back up with us on this. So if you missed it, you can go back, WDGX.com, click listen, and hear his situation. But
everybody agreed it needs to be, like, written down, legally figured out if he is going to go down this path. Again,
the path of having a kid with a woman who
he never really like fully dated.
Right. It was a kind
I
of
mean,
a,
tried, but yeah, mm-hmm. it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And now considering having a second child with her, but not being a part of either child's life.
Now, it's not his idea. She reached out to him, but I did reach out to him and said, hey, you know, thanks for allowing us to feature you, and make sure you follow up, back up with us on that. So hopefully we will get a little bit of closure on that. I also got a text from Holly. Is that a pug I hear in the background?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Right there. There you go. This.
Oh, my gosh. Licking. A pug licking. If you wanted,
I'm getting mommy kisses.
If you wanted kiss, to hear. Yeah.
I was like being a cow pasture. Like, I mean, they were snoring. Big time,
uh-huh.
which is great that, you know, our show doesn't wake them up.
Yeah, it puts them to really sleep. Nice. That's great. That's very nice. All right. So, yeah, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDGX.com. Click listen. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.